listen to the river. Told your mom that you're a non-believer. She said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay. You say nobody loves a city. Nobody loves, we can't love them back. One way ticket in your pocket. What happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you'd never forget the little ones when you got big.
Got it in the mail one morning. There was no return address, just my name in gold leaf on the front. There was no time or location. There was really no info at all. No date, no place, no time, no RSVP. But it said you are invited by anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. I didn't think much about it. It seemed like a really dumb joke. Later that week, it was Friday once again. I took it down to a disco that wouldn't have me in a million years. I flashed it once and I was inside with a drink. I really didn't stay too long there, 'cause no one was having much fun. I made my way to a party all the way across town. I was thrown by the friend of the next thing. I wasn't sure if I should go, but when I got up in the place, there were smiles all up and down. I grabbed my ex in the kitchen. I told her I was sorry I came, but she looked at me with a glazed smile and said, "You are invited for anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so needed for everyone to do everything. You for home kinda early. The party wasn't all that great. I saw my neighbor out crying on his front porch. I stopped to see what his deal was. I didn't catch much through the sobs. Something about a party and he didn't go. I thought about it for a second, with the invite in my hands. I threw it down at his feet and I said, "You are invited for anyone to do anything. You are invited for all time. You are so time. For
It's alive.
Not alive, but a live day. It's WMFO's Live Day 24.
It's the annual event we've all been waiting for. It's WMFO's Live Day 24. It happens on June 1st at 9 a.m.
10, count them, 10 live local bands starting at 9 a.m., one right after the other. It's nonstop live music on the radio. Who does that anymore?
You'll hear
Jennifer Teft and the Strange, Gene Dante, Lovina Fall,
and many more. WMFO's Live Day 24. Catch it at 91.5 FM or at WMFO.org or your favorite radio tuner app.
Live Day 24, June 1st at 9 a.m.
Be there! Hey, that was great, but why are we shouting?
I don't know. I thought we were supposed to.
Every day I tell myself it's temporary, but it's only 'cause she's young that makes her want another man.
Thank you. Washes out, it's hanging out, and all I have is nothing, nothing to do, nothing to say. I think I must be dreaming. The sun comes up and I'm all washed out. Is this what Dina was talking about? I don't think I will ever return again.
Keep I'm Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. Last year, my state became the 12th state to allow medical use of marijuana by patients who are seriously ill. Some people were surprised that a Republican governor supports medical marijuana, but I'm hardly alone. Groups like the American College of Physicians, American Nurses Association, and American Public Health Association have all acknowledged the medical value of marijuana. New research about medical marijuana is coming out almost every day, showing remarkable potential in all sorts of serious conditions, including cancer, AIDS, and chronic pain. But some in government still want to put politics and ideology ahead of public health. To learn more about medical marijuana and what you can do to help, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thanks.
If I could do what I want, I would become an electrician. I'd climb inside my ears and I would rearrange the wires in my brain. Different me would be inhabiting this body. I'd have two cars, a garage, and job, and I would go to church on Sunday. A diagram of faulty circuitry explains how I was made. Now the engineer is listening as I voice all my complaints from an orchestra of shaking metal keeping me awake. I was just wondering if there's any way that you made a mistake. Cause I miss you the way that I miss nicotine. If it makes me feel better, how bad could it be? Well, I heard there's a fix for everything. Well, then why, then why, then why, then why not me? First of April saw the sickening repair. Wore my best shirt to the clinic, decorated with a laminate name. No one is laughing from an audience of folding plastic chairs. And I'm not fooled when you tell me that you're glad I came. Am I honest to admit just a hypocrite? I know I should be being optimistic, but I'm doubtful I can change. Grit my teeth and try to act deserving when I know there is nowhere I can hide from your humanity.
Like me, but I'm not so pretty. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
I wasn't 17. You wouldn't say I hadn't lived my life or didn't have the means. Does it make it any less of a hard-earned right to say I want what I have and I don't want any more? But how could I picture what she might have said, knowing her choice was different when she was.
Comfort. to the night.